Absolutely, Jim. You know, I started coaching this game when I was 19. I played 1 year of college football at Knox College, and it didn't work out. I decided at that time I wanted to get into education. Initially, I was going to do computer science, and so I left Knox. And fortunately, Bob Stockham, who I had played for at Westmer, was looking for a coach. And even though I was 19, you know, he hired me in those first couple years at Westmer, and, you know, having 0-1 win, and then going over with Fred Lucas to the Westwood Wolfpack when we co-opted. I think our best season was 3-6. You know, you figure out, you know, how little you do actually know about the game and how much you need to prepare and how important those kids are to you, you know, no matter wins and losses. And you just got to keep staying the course. You kind of keep honing in your coaching philosophy and what works and doesn't work. And, you know, I think unless you go through those lean times, you don't really realize, you know, what it takes to be successful, you know. And I did. Even my first year at Camp Point, we were 3-6, you know. And then we went up the ladder. We went 5-5, 7-3, 8-3. And so we finally had our first 9-0 season in 2011. You know, but we kept staying the course, and it was something that I learned from those early coaches. And playing in that small school 1A football, I knew I didn't want to get out of that. And, you know, I love that feel, and our field's right in the middle of a cornfield in Camp Point, or on the edges of Camp Point, it's what football's all about when the whole community gets involved. And we tried to bring that to Camp Point, and it's been special, no doubt.
All right, and just a quick follow up to that: what type of, you know, the texts or tweets that you received Saturday, Sunday, even maybe today, and you don't have to name names, but you got a text or a tweet, and it just kind of just like brought you to your knees to say, man, this is really a good feeling to get this type of message from that type of person.
I'll give you two. So the overwhelming message that I received was, Coach, I'm so happy for you. If there's anyone that deserves it, it's you and your program. You know, from coaches all across the state, coaches that have won championships, coaches that I've coached with, and it really just kind of justified that our program means something to high school football in the state of Illinois when that many coaches are telling us how happy they are that we get the opportunity to play. You know, they were just proud of our program and what we do here, and it really makes you're doing things correctly when you get that. And then we had one player who messaged me. He was a freshman back in 2008 when Bill Reed became the head coach here at Camp Point and became the defensive coordinator. And he reminded me of the first coaching meeting that we had. And obviously Coach Reed is from Carthage and was part of some of the Carthage championships in 95 and 98, 99 and 2000. And he was the principal here, and he took over. And that first meeting, he said, guys, if you're not in here to win a state championship, then you guys need to leave right now. And this player said, Coach, the minute I heard that, I believed in you guys and what you were doing. And you know, it just took me back to that moment where, you know, we wanted to dedicate ourselves to get our program to that level. Now, it took 8 or 9 years, 10 years, 11 years to get to that point. You know, but our kids believed in us way back then. And like I've told people, this is not just the 2018 team. This is for all those people that played for us and played their heart out for us. And for whatever reason, it didn't work out. You know, we're going to go over there and represent all of them and represent this community to the best that we can.
Coach, I'll ask one more question here from you if nobody else is going to ask a question. You grew up in Mercer County. Again, this is Jim Taylor from WRMJ in Aledo. And you were in Mercer County when a guy by the name of Cully Welter was coaching, and now he's at Monticello. Can you talk a little bit about maybe like a Mercer County connection? I assume when you were coaching in Mercer County, you said probably, man, I'd like to be in his position someday. Well, you are in his position someday, and you're going to be playing on the same field that his team's going to be playing on in 3A. Can you talk about that connection at all?
Yeah, unbelievably, you know, humbled to be playing in the same place as Cody Welter. Playing at Westmer, obviously, Alito's 10 miles down the road, and you saw him win a championship my freshman year in 1998, you know, and then to go back-to-back, and I think 01 and 02, and 01 being my senior year, you know, we got beat in the first round of the playoffs when we were 8-1, and I remember that next Saturday, we played on a Friday night that Saturday, I went and watched Alito play. their first round game, and they just dominated. And watching Coach Welter just having all these different formations and all these crazy things that he was doing, and it's like, wow, this guy is unbelievable. Why is he not coaching college football? And just thinking about that run that he had there, and then just for him to say, you know what, I've done about all I can do here at Aledo. I'm ready for a new challenge. I mean, that, you know, most people would have just put it in cruise control and continued there, but he wanted something bigger, wanted to affect more kids. And he went down to Monticello, and lo and behold, our second playoff ever, our third playoff ever, but the second in our 11-year straight, was playing Monticello in the first round of the playoffs in 2009. And we went over there, and lo and behold, he was still pretty good at calling offense, because we lost that game 57-40. And as a defensive coordinator, that's not what you want, is to lose a game 57-40. But, we've stayed in touch multiple times, over the years. And he just does things the right way there. And it's going to be awesome to see those guys over there on Friday.